for lunch soon in about 45, 50 minutes. I'm gonna go simple. I'm gonna keep it simple because you guys got me so frustrated today, and you had a tough time with the Ramban, and you had a tough time with the Gemara, and then I get Joey Berg Hernandez sends me a text. We don't know what's going on, and Dovi, and Antelis, all the Chashuv Yidden is everyone's lost, and so I want to. I'm gonna go really slow, and I'm doing this for me, and we just get it down. I'm gonna keep it simple, keep it straight. And hopefully we'll get somewhere. Okay, so let's learn inside simple Pshat Gemara. Okay, we're at the Mishnah. And Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says, "Me'inu me'idim anu b'shponishu chav l'chaver elav zuz." Amanas li no lo mikan va'ad shloshim yom. So they testify that I'm going to keep it simple over here. They testify he owes $1,000 that he has to pay now. V'hu omer, and he says, I don't have to pay this now. I have to pay mikan v'ad eser shonim. I have 10 years to pay this debt. So the Gemara says, Mishnah says, Omdim kama adam rotzi ten v'yeh b'yadu elav zuz be'inosim mikan v'ad shoshim yom be'inosim mikan v'ad eser shonim. So the Gemara says, you make some kind of calculation. The Edom Zomim did not intend for him to lose the entire $1,000, but rather some calculation how much you would rather have $1,000 for 10 years versus $1,000 for 30 days. So that's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara now is going to get into a very fascinating diversion. But it's a fascinating diversion. Okay? The Gemara here is speaking about a 10-year loan. So if you're talking about a 10-year loan, by definition, in any 10-year loan, you're going to have a Shemitah interruption. And apparently, okay, we begin. We begin again. So the Gemara introduces to us a concept of Shmitas Ksafim. And any time you have a 10-year loan, whenever you have a 10-year loan, you're going to have a Shmita that is in the middle of the 10 years. It's going to break into the 10 years, and therefore, l'chora, it should cancel the debt. And that's what the Gemara is essentially bothered by. So let's see the Gemara inside. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Hamalva es chavero le'eser shanim. If you lend someone for 10 years, so the Gemara says, Shvius mesham tasa. Shvius will cancel the debt. Shvius will cancel debt. Ve'alfa gab da hasha lo kareem be'lo yigos. Even though the debt is not due right now, and therefore you cannot make a demand. The lender cannot make demand of payment right now. Nevertheless, at the end of 10 years, it's going to come due. So Shvius will cancel the debt right now. So the Gemara asks the Kasha. If a 10-year loan is not going to survive Shvius, Shvius cancels the debt. So this guy, this Nidon, how much is he going to have to pay in 10 years? Zero. Zero. So why are we telling you the Edom Zomer are causing him some kind of calculation, kind of payment? They are causing him to be, the Edom Zomer are causing him to lose a full $1,000. Not a calculation, but a full $1,000. Because if it's a 10-year loan, Shvius will cancel. He owes zero. Now the Edom Zomer is saying, no, you owe $1,000. So that's a full payment. So the Gemara says, Meitzer of Kahana, what do you mean? Our Mishnah is going against the idea that Shvius canceled the debt. Obviously, Shvius does not cancel the debt. Meisiv Rav Kahana, Omdim kam adam rotzi yiten via elav zuz biyado ben liten mikan vat shoshim yom u ben liten mikan vat eser shanim. So, I amris, if you're telling me Shvius misham toso, if Shvius were to really cancel the debt, then kulo nami boy sumile, then the Edom Zomer should have to pay the full $1,000. And why are you making some kind of calculation? If Shvius cancels the debt in year 7, you're never going to get to year 10. So the Nidon owes zero. The Edom Zomer causing to pay $1,000. And therefore, there should be a full payment, not a calculation. That's the kasha of the Gemara. The Mishnah would seem to go against this idea that Shvius cancels the debt. Okay? How does the Gemara answer the problem? The Gemara says, no, our Mishnah is an exceptional case. Our Mishnah is a special case. Because there are two special cases, two special rules where Shvius does not cancel debts. What are the two special rules? One is called Mosar Shtoros of Lebezdin. Shvius cancels the debt if I'm collecting the debt. But if I deposit my shtar in Bezna, I say, Bezna, I want you to cancel the debt, so that shvius doesn't cancel. It cancels private debts. It doesn't cancel debts where you deposit your shtar in Bezna and say, Bezna, you collect for me. And Tosis points out on the spot, that's what we call prusbel. That's our modern-day prusbel. The second shot in the Gemara, the second possibility that shvius is not going to cancel the debt in the Mishnah, is because it's a case of malva al hamashkon. What does malva al hamashkon mean? Malva al hamashkon means when I went ahead and loaned the money, I lent them $1,000, but you see this? I took a $1,000 watch as collateral. So I don't really even have to collect the debt, because what am I doing? I'm already holding the collection. The collection's already in my hands. So when he pays me back $1,000, he's just really redeeming the watch, but I've already collected, so therefore shvius is not going to cancel that kind of debt. So don't bring me a raya, don't bring me a kasha against this halacha that shvius cancels debts in 7 years from our Mishnah on a 10-year loan. Shvius is going to cancel the debt because our Mishnah is not a raya, because our Mishnah could be talking about one of two special cases of malva al hamashkon and moser shtarosav le beis din. Questions on what we just did, Rory.
We're referring to collateral. The collateral doesn't have to be the same value as the loan. The collateral could be less value than the loan.
If it's less value, it's not such good collateral.
So the Gemara is not referring to a case from
the Gemara is saying, in other words, in the collateral, basically, I need cash. I have watches. I have this. I have that. I want the cash. So and the lender needs security. So the collateral we're assuming is essentially, it's essentially a, if you will, a prepayment. In other words, that's the lumdus of malva al hamashkon. He's already been paid, and now I am really just redeeming back the collateral. So collateral ideally will be at least equal to the value of the loan, ideally. Okay, good. Yes, Aaron Tuckman.
How can we consider the collateral payment as some sort of like a temporary payment for the loan? Like, if the guy wanted that type of payment, he would have just asked for that. It's more just like a security.
It is a security. So it is a security.
Why can we use that? Why can we use that as a...
What I'm saying is that the logic. So why does shvius not cancel a debt where there's a collateral? So I'm just explaining the logic of that. The reason shvius doesn't cancel a debt is because in a certain sense, there's already a payment of the debt. And therefore, shvius is not going to cancel that debt. That's the lumdus of why malva al hamashkon will be effective not to cancel shvius. Okay, I see there are no questions, Isaac. So let's move on a little bit.
Really quick.
Okay, Isaac, really quick. No. You can collect from the money, but it's already seen as quasi-collected.
Okay, so then I have a long question. I'll ask
it. Very good. Excellent. Okay, Rabosai, just stay with me. Just walk, go nice and slow. Balabatis, simple shir today. According to Lishna Kama, what we just did, 10-year loan. Does shvius cancel the debt, yes or no?
Yes.
Shvius cancels the debt. Okay, that's Lishna Kama. Shvius cancels debt. In Hebrew, shvius mishametes, a 10-year loan. Okay? Now look at the language of the Gemara. Look at the first line of the Gemara. I want to just analyze this line of the Gemara for a second. Afal gav da hashta lo karinam be lo yigos, sof asi lide lo yigos. What does that mean?
You're going to be passing through a shvius year with the loan.
Yeah, but that's not what it means. You're right. What does this mean? Afal gav da hashta lo karinam be lo yigos. Go ahead, Libel.
Although right now you can't go and chase after him.
Right.
Still would be considered.
Right? Okay. In other words, what does Shemitah do? What does Shemitah do?
Cancels all outstanding loans.
It blocks collection. It says you cannot collect. So the Gemara is arguing, in year 7, do we need Shemitah to block collection? No, why? Why don't we need Shemitah to block collection?
The loan's not due yet.
Because it's not due yet. It's not collectible yet. So even though we don't need Shemitah to block collection year 7, nevertheless, when it becomes due in year 10, Shemitah will block collection. Okay, that's the Lishna comma, and Shemitah blocks collection. Then what the Gemara does, and I hope you pick this up, is it does the same exact thing but turns it upside down. And Lishna Basra just flips the Shakla Vitaria. Let's just do Lishna Basra inside. Ika da Amre, another version. Amar Avidar Meshmuel, Hamalva es Chavero la Eser Shonim. If you lend your friend for 10 years, in Shvias Meshametes. What does Shvias do?
It doesn't block.
It doesn't block. Ain Shvias Meshametes. Why does Shvias not block? Says the Gemara, the Afalgav. Da Asili De Lo Yigos. Even though in the future, in year 10, you're going to be able to collect hashta, but in year 7, you have no right of collection. If you have no right of collection, then what is Shemitah canceling?
Nothing.
Nothing. And therefore, mia lo karim be lo yigos. So now, according to Lishna Basra, Shvias does not cancel a 10-year loan. In other words, the loan survives Shvias. Is our Mishnah a support for that or a raya against that?
Support.
Our Mishnah is a support. So Amar Rav Kahana, Afan Anami Tzina, we have a support for that in our Mishnah. And it quotes our Mishnah. And then Amar Rava, no, our Mishnah is not a support for that. Why is our Mishnah not a support for that? Because our Mishnah could be learned to be a case of Malba Alamashkon or Moser Shtaros of Lebesdin. And therefore, since our Mishnah could be learned differently, it could be those exceptional cases, our Mishnah is not really a support. Okay? So what emerges now, and at the bottom line, if I were to extract the nugget out of this Gemara, I have a machlokes 2 days in the Gemara. A machlokes, like any other machlokes, Lishna Kama, Lishna Basra. According to Lishna Kama, the first Lashon, in a 10-year loan, Shvias blocks the loan. Shvias cancels the loan. In year 7 I couldn't collect anyway. Yes, but since in year 10 I can collect, Shvias is going to halt the loan in year 7. And according to Lishna Basra, Shvias can't touch this. Why can't Shvias touch this? Because since Goldstein, I'll let it pass. Relax. Since, in year 7, according to Lishna Basra, in year 7, I can't collect. So Shvias doesn't touch the loan survives. Rabosai, very simple question, and I'm keeping it really simple. Baby question. What is the Hezber HaMachlekes? I'm really simplifying this. What is the Hezber HaMachlokes, Lishna Basra, and Lishna Kama? According to Lishna Kama, first Lashon, Shvias cancels 10-year debts. According to Lishna Basra, Shvias does not cancel 10-year debts. What's the Shaila? What's the Shaila?
Yeah! So the Lishna Kama.
How do you know I was speaking to you, Will?
Right,
I was also looking right at Leibel and Rory.
Okay, no,
okay, Rory, go ahead. What do you got?
Well, you'd ask the question in a 7-year loan, what would you start to say? Because if according to the
okay, Leibel, what do you got?
Whether the chiyuv to pay back the loan is during the whole 10-year process. Only after 10 years.
Correct. allow me to elaborate a little bit. Is there a loan before a loan comes due? Is there a chov before a loan comes due? In year one, does he have to pay?
According to Ramban, no.
In year one, forget Ramban first. I'm in the Gemara. In year one, does he have to pay? In year five, does he have to pay? In year seven, does he have to pay? In year nine, does he have to pay? No. So arguably, one can make an argument that until there's an obligation to pay, you're missing the chefza of the loan. There's no halva al pidin. So what is Shemitah canceling? There's nothing for it to cancel. There's nothing for it to cancel. And Mamela, that's Lishna Basra. Shvius has nothing to operate on, so ain't Shvius Mishameta. Shvius doesn't cancel the debt. Or you could argue, no. Is there a loan over here? Absolutely. Yeah. What isn't over here? What can't happen over here is the Malveh can't collect. He can't be yigos. But is there a chefza of a loan? There's a chefza of a loan. And Mamela, if there's a chefza of a loan, good, right now he can't collect, but in year 10 he'll be able to collect. And therefore, Shvius will cancel the debt. In other words, this Gemara might be arguing a very fundamental issue, and how do we view the balance sheet, if you will? He's got a liability on his balance sheet, but do we see this as a bona fide chov that Shvius can attach to before it comes due? Lishna Basra says it's a chov. But in year 10 it's lo yigos, and therefore Shvius will attach because it's a... The fact that in year 10 there'll be collectability means it's a loan right now, and Shvius will attack it. Whereas, according to Lishna Basra, if Shvius cannot go, if I can't go ahead and collect, then Al Pidin is no chov right now upon which Shvius will attach. Now, hands down, Isaac, let me just get one more idea. Now, I wanted to possibly suggest that maybe this Chakira is really the Shakla Vitaria of the Makshon and the Teretz of the Ramban. And when you look at the Ramban, Kasha Teretz, maybe this issue is really what they're arguing about. And this will be reminiscent of something that we touched on at the end of yesterday's shiur as well. Because the Ramban is bothered by the following issue. It starts with Ika de Kashile. I'm going to do it outside because I want to keep things moving. The Ramban is bothered by the following problem. Rabosai, and listen to the question. Now, as I say it over, like you're like, hopefully, like, oh yeah, push it. Oh yeah, push it. Says the Ramban, how much does the Nidon have to pay on his loan? I'll leave it to Emes. How much does he have to pay?
A thousand.
When does he have to pay $1,000? In 10 years. But how much does he have to pay? I wanted to focus on the amount. How much does he have to pay? A thousand. Now, what did the Ein Zom come and say? That you have to pay $1,000.
Yeah.
Now. But you have to pay $1,000. So he had to pay $1,000. He has to pay $1,000. So the Eidim Zomamim are not changing anything. He was chayv $1,000. He's still chayv $1,000. So how much the Eidim have to pay? Look, or is zero. Ah, you'll tell me. Wait a second. But he has to pay $1,000 now. As opposed to paying $1,000 much later. So to that, we say, yeah, all that the Eidim Zomer are causing to lose is profits, is the income, the earnings that he could earn on $1,000. But the Ramban brings a number of rayas that the halacha doesn't focus on speculative earnings, on what he might earn on that $1,000. He owes $1,000. later. He has to pay $1,000 now. $1,000 is $1,000. The difference is income, earnings, revachim, profits. And for that, the halacha doesn't require the Edom Zom to pay. Those are speculative. And therefore, why does the Mishnah say if make this fancy calculation? He says, for example, let's say I go to Yoni Stewart and I quash his wallet. I'm mevatel kiso. I take his wallet, I bury it. And then a week later, a year later, I say, I show him where it is. So he's got the same amount of money. He lost 100, he's got 100. But what he lost was the upside of that investment value, the 100. Gemara says, no, I don't have to pay for that. Kol ha-gazlanim mishalmin kishas ha-gzela. I don't have to pay for the lost upside. That's the kash of the Ramban. What's the teretz of the Ramban? So the teretz of the Ramban is you're missing the point. No, that's not what's happening over here. What's happening over here is, you know how much the Nidon owes right now? He owes zero. Because if the loan is only due when? In 10 years? So how much does he owe today? Zero. He owes nothing today. So what are the Eden Zom coming to mechayev him? They're saying pay $1,000 now. So the Eden Zom should really have to pay how much?
$1,000.
$1,000. So where's the calculation coming from? So what's the calculation? Yeah, but if the Edom Zomimim are making him pay $1,000 today, what doesn't he have to pay in 10 years from now?
$1,000.
He doesn't have to pay $1,000 10 years from now. So the shibud that he has on him to pay in 10 years from now has to be deducted from that which the Edom Zom caused him to lose. So we're going to call that shibud to pay the requirement to pay in 10 years from now. We're going to call that X. So how much does the Nidon owe right now? No, right now?
Zero.
What did the Edom Zom require him to pay?
$1,000.
But what's he saving out of this requirement to pay $1,000? That he won't have to pay X. So how much the Edom Zom causing him to lose? $1,000 minus
X.
Which is the calculation. Does that sound familiar to you? What does that sound like? That was the Ritva and the Ramban's interpretation of Rabbi Nosson yesterday. Right. Isha. Same idea. Perfect segue. And what emerges then, in my opinion, is what, according to Ramban, how much does, according to the answer to Ramban, how much does the guy owe right now? How much does the Nidon owe?
Absolutely nothing.
Why? What do you mean, why? Why? He owes $1,000 in 10 years. What's the answer? Until it's collectible, what's the chov? Zero, right. What did the Kasha, the Ramban, hold? What was his assumption, the Kasha?
Is that
on day one, how much does the Nidon owe? How much does he owe on day one?
$1,000.
He owes $1,000. So I'm suggesting that the Kash and Teretz of the Ramban is really reflective of Lishna Basra and Lishna Kama in the Gemara. Okay, that's the main part of Shir. Yeah! Joey Hernandez.
So, I don't really see how this is comparable to the case earlier brought by the Ritva. Because over here, whether he pays it now or whether he pays it in 10 years, it's going to be $1,000.
Nice.
Over there, there was a difference between the wife and the man and how much they had to do with the Kesuva. There were different numbers, but over here, it's the same underlying number.
It's the same. No, over there, yesterday, it was, again, the husband's obligation is to pay the full ksuva, the full ksuva, but what happened? Okay, so what I'm suggesting is that, again, the 2 days in the Ramban, the Kasha and Teretz, the Ramban is really reflecting Lishna Kama, Lishna Basa. What I'd like to do quickly is just learn with you a Rambam, okay? If you have the Rambam in front of you or on your screens, please put it up. If you don't, then actually let me know. Do you have the Rambams? So the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, Perek Tes, Halacha Tes, is a very, very striking Rambam. And the Rambam clearly, like Tosas on our Daf, paskins like Lishna Basra. He paskins like the second Lashon of the Gemara. And the second Lashon of the Gemara, once again, says if you have a 10-year loan, Shvius is not going to break the loan. And that's exactly what the Rambam says. Hamalva es chavero. If a person loans money to his friend, v'kavalo zman le'esher shonim, and he makes it a 10-year loan, eino mashmit. The Shemitah is not going to cancel the debt. Afal pishu bali de lo yigos, hare hu ata eino yachol lingos. Even though it will come to lo yigos, since right now there cannot be any lo yigos, so Shvius does not cancel the debt. So the Rambam clearly, frontally, paskins like the Lishna Basra of our Gemara. And then the Rambam adds a line, which is a very fascinating line. He says, Hisne imo, if the lender makes a tnai, makes a condition, shelo yitzba'enim, that he's not going to make a claim during the Shvius year, Shvius meshametas. And that lichora is a little bit difficult. It's a strange halacha in the Rambam. Why is this a strange halacha in the Rambam? Because the Rambam says, in a case with a whole loan, the loan is structured to be a 10-year loan, then Shvius is not going to cancel the debt. The debt will survive Shvius. It will bust through Shvius. However, if it's a loan and I make a term of the loan, a condition of the loan is, I'm not going to make a claim, so then the Rambam says, Shvius does cancel the debt. And the question is, what's the difference? Why is it that if the term of the loan is 10 years, Shvius doesn't cancel? But if I make my deal with you is I'm not going to make a collection, then Shvius will cancel. So if you look at the Kesef Mishnah is bothered by this halacha, and he quotes the Rikurkus. And the Rikurkus writes, you have it on your sheets, nearly Tama Dovar. Sha'af al-pi she'eno yachol lingos oso, kevan she'achov mutal olav u'chayav lifroa b'chol eis latzeis yidei shamayim, gam im yitfos ha'malva mishil halove yachol likakos ha'bechovo, kori be'lo yigos, ve'lo domi l'koveh zman she'eno lav shum chiyuv b'toch hazman. What is the Kesef Mishnah saying? So, is anyone with me? Okay, I'm assuming you are, even though you're all froze on my screen. But I think...
Yes, Rabbi, we're right here.
Oh, fantastic. So could someone tell me then the split that is being made by the Kesef Mishnah? What's the difference between the first part of the Rambam where he says a 10-year loan, Shvius, will not cancel, the loan busts right through, whereas if I have a loan where I'm not going to make a claim, I agree. It's in the document. I'm not making a claim. We have a tenai. I'm not making a claim. So Shvius will cancel the debt. What's the chiluk? How would you distinguish between these two cases?
Are we just calling out now? Or?
Yeah, well, so, yeah, do me a favor. Someone say something.
When it's a 10-year loan and it's not Mishametas, that's because the 10th year is when he's trying to pay back, like you said before, and like the Ramban's answer, and
good. Excellent.
However, when there's a claim, when there's a Tanai that he won't make a claim during Shemitah, that shows that otherwise Shemitah, he would have been chayv to pay back that year.
Okay.
So
Okay, good. Kobe, I think you're saying it. You're saying what? You're saying the idea. I think the idea is. Yeah, but yeah, I think so. In a 10-year loan, Rabosai, what we're saying is a 10-year loan, al pidin comes the shmita year is not a chov, and therefore, inherent in the terms of this loan, if it's a 10-year loan, there's nothing to be canceled in year 7. It's not a loan because the term just exceeds and busts through shmita. Shmita is not going to cancel that debt. According to Lishna Basra, according to the Psak of the Ramba. Because there's nothing happening in year 7. When I have an arrangement with you, don't worry. I'm not going to make a claim. I'm not going to collect. But in terms of the cheftza of the debt, the loan itself exists. But I, Malve, have agreed not to make a claim. But the cheftza of the loan exists. And the fact that the cheftza of the loan exists, so what's Shmita going to do? Shmita's going to cancel the chov. In other words, I think there's a fundamental difference that the Rambam is making, and we might see other echoes of this going forward. But when you have a loan where the very term of the loan, the duration of the loan, pushes past Shmita, so Shmita can't touch it. There is al pidin no chov, no cheftza of a chov upon which Shmita can attach. Masha ein kein, where I make a specific, where I make a tnai, the tnai is really external to the chov itself. That's the idea. That's the idea, Akiva. The tnai is external to the chov itself, and since the tnai is external, so the chov exists, Shmita cancels, even though the malva has taken upon himself not to do a low yigos situation. I put on the marmakomas a sugya in my sech. Go ahead, what? What I'm saying is what I'm saying is a 10-year loan is not a loan. We don't see a chov. There's no chov here. Until it comes due, there is no chov. That's the Lishna Basra Ein Shvius Meshametes. But
No,
in other words, when in the second case, in the Sefer of the Rambam, there's a condition. The loan exists. The condition is a side part of the loan. It's a side issue. So yeah, I'm agreeing not to make collection. But the cheftza of the loan is a loan that's experiencing shvius. In other words, it's not a 10-year loan. It's a loan that's due that I'm agreeing not to collect on. And therefore, that shvius will cancel.
Is that because the condition was created? Meaning, in that situation, if there was no condition, the loan would not be able to be canceled out by shvius?
No, the term of the loan is it's payable whenever. It's payable now, it's payable in five, whenever it's payable. But it's payable in theory in Shemitah. But I am making a tnai that I'm not going to collect. That tnai is external. That tnai is a side issue. And therefore, Shvius will cancel. That's what the Kesef Mishnah is saying. Okay, Rabosai, I apologize for my technical glitches over here. I just want to publicly state that...